little bit about the product as well. Again, you know, you're keen on your kit and on your product, and one shoe we obviously target in this year from Salomon is a brand new shoe, which is the XR Mission. And you yourself are a bit of a fan of this product.
Because a lot of my running is sort of the trail to road sort of running. So for the trails, it's perfect. It's really light on your feet, but it's still got that stability and that robustness about it that it will perform on the trails. And you can move over the ground really quickly, I find. And for doing that sort of running where you are, going out your door, perhaps your first mile or two out your door is on the road, but then transitioning onto the trail, it is the perfect shoe, I find. And it's still got that nice support about it. But if you wore it in a trail race as well, I think it's almost like going towards a racing trail shoe as well, I'd say. So it's perfect for that sort of runner as well. And for the person really that's maybe wanting to get into trail running, so to get that transition from, okay, I'm a road runner, but I want to do a bit more trail running, I think that's the shoe for them as well.
Superb, and that's that leads me on to the question, I suppose, you know, for those budding trail runners out there who might want to get into the sport or trail, off-road, mountain, fell running, what piece of advice would you give to people who maybe have a bit of trepidation but really want to get out there and do it?
I think it's good to join a group of people to go and do it. So if you know some people in the area that do a bit of off-road running, get involved with them and go out on a bit of a run with them. But, you know, you don't have to go up into the high mountains to enjoy the trails either. There's a lot of things on your doorstep, like there might be trails around forest parks, some trails around reservoirs and things like that, and even waymarked trails sometimes where you don't even have to look at a map. You can follow, like, it might be a walking route, but you can follow a walking route but run around a forest doing it, and getting out into things like that can get you into that sort of running to start with, and just go out there and do it, really, and just...
Mm.